Hezbollah lawmaker says Israel and Saudi Arabia could be behind the terrorist attacks outside Iran's embassy in the Lebanese capital, Beirut.
We can say that the people who are losing on the ground in Syria, the people that doesn't want a political solution in Syria, are behind this terrorist.
This is Iran also blamed Israel for the twin bombings in Beirut. Iran's foreign ministry spokeswoman, Mazdi Afkham, described the terrorist attacks as an inhumane crime by the Israeli regime and its mercenaries. Meanwhile, the secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council, Ali Shamkhani, has condemned the attacks, saying that they show the frustration of Tel Aviv and its like-minded terrorist groups. The two blasts outside Iran's diplomatic mission in Beirut have left at least 23 people dead. Informed sources say six security guards of the embassy have also been killed. Over 140 others were injured as well. Lebanese officials say Iran's cultural attaché, Ibrahim Ansari, has also been killed. An Al-Qaeda-linked group known as Abdullah Azam has claimed responsibility for the attacks. Let's talk with Ibrahim Mousavi, the Hezbollah spokesperson who joins us from Beirut. Well, Ibrahim Mousavi, our condolences goes out to the Lebanese who were killed, but this particular blast is different. This targeted the embassy, and a diplomat was killed, namely an Iranian diplomat. I'm sure if it was the American embassy, there would have been some kind of retaliation. What are we to expect here? What's your reading into the whole scenario that unfortunately has claimed lives?
Well, let me first extend my condolences as well to the Iranian leadership, to the Sayyid al-Qaid, to the government and to the people for the martyrdom of the cultural attaché, cultural advisor at the Iranian embassy, His Eminence Sheikh Ibrahim Ansari. It's a crime. It's well known now. It's everybody knows that this is a horrible crime that has been perpetrated by a group of that has said it belongs to Al-Qaeda, Abdullah Azam, and whatever. So here we are talking about a total bankruptcy. You're talking about a moral bankruptcy. You're talking about a political bankruptcy. And you're talking as well about military bankruptcy. After these groups have been dealt devastating blows on the military level in Syria, after they knew that they were brought into their knees by the Syrian government forces and by all those who fight there, even Hezbollah. Now it's the time that they want to take certain advantage in directing certain attacks against the civilians, against the people. So when you talk about targeting the Iranian embassy, yes, it's targeting for the Iranian role. It's not like the premises of the embassy or the personnel of the embassy. You're talking about the great Iranian role in the region. A role that has been able to unite the people, a role that has been able to bring all the groups of resistance into their dignity, into their pride. This role has been able to achieve victories, very imminent and important victories in the region, and was able to deal the Israelis devastating blows as well with the different victories that happened in Lebanon in the year 2000, in the year 2006. And now the whole plot against the region that is being embedded in Syria is going to be sabotaged little by little. Thanks to Iran for its role, and I believe now you're talking about people who has nothing to do but to target the civilians. This, as I mentioned earlier, gives you a very clear indicative that they are bankrupt from any morality, from any capability to stand in the battlefield.
Well, appreciate that. Thank you very much. Wish we could talk more. Unfortunately, we just don't have the time in this top five, but it's a pleasure. Ibrahim Mousavi, Hezbollah spokesperson there, talking to us from Beirut. We're going to stay with Beirut and bring in our correspondent, Mariam Saleh, to get an update about what is going on in Beirut regarding the condemnations that are pouring in following the deadly twin blasts outside the Iranian embassy in the Lebanese capital. Well, Syria was among the first to condemn the attacks, with its information minister blaming them on Israel, Saudi Arabia, and some other Persian Gulf states. Omar al-Zoghbi said these countries are trying to implement what he called terrorism politics in the region. Lebanon's foreign minister Adnan Mansour, the leader of the Lebanese Forces Party, Samer Jaja, as well as the country's grand mufti, Mohammad Rashid Kabbani, plus other senior figures, including lawmakers, have separately slammed the deadly attacks. The UN, the Arab League, France, and Britain also condemned the blast, but there's been no word yet from Washington on the attacks. Now let's bring in Mariam Saleh from Beirut. Mariam Saleh, give us an update, reactions, et cetera, that you may have for us.
Well, so far, of course, as we know, all political groups inside Lebanon and several countries have condemned this blast here that took place facing the Iranian embassy in Beirut. Like you said, the first country was Syria. Of course, it's normal to hear from Syria, of course, because it's a strong ally of Iran and Lebanon. And you have other states also making sure that they have condemned this act, which they believe is a terrorist act that targets all sides. It targets all people, as we've seen inside Syria. It does not stop at a certain group, as we've seen here in Lebanon. It's targeted many people. We have Christian leaders inside Lebanon, specifically had a Free Patriotic Movement, Michel Aoun, saying that this is the kind of violence, this is the kind of terrorism or takfiri thought that they want us to live under, as we can see, if these groups, as he said, if these groups go into power inside Syria, we can clearly see what kind of chaos we might see inside Syria itself. And this is what they want to try to create inside Lebanon, a lot of chaos, a lot of disintegration of the community and the society. And Hezbollah has, of course, specifically also said that these kind of groups go along with the mentality, or the racist as mentality, as they said, of Israel itself, as they said, the Zionist state. Of course, and this was clear in its years of killing and destruction inside Lebanon itself. And they did not say it, of course, specifically, but they also said that this also goes along with what's happening inside Syria with those Takfiri groups that are actually being financed and backed by countries like Saudi Arabia, which has, which seemingly, like, as many analysts have said, is probably the most country now to see eye to eye with Israel and to have common interests with Israel, whether in the issue of Syria or even when it comes to the talks on the Iranian peaceful nuclear program. You have Israel strongly campaigning against any kind of talk, any kind of diplomacy in that respect. You also have Saudi Arabia through its media clearly, also, there's a lot of propaganda in that media against the Islamic Republic of Iran and what they have called the Shiite spread in the Arab world, something that they say that is something that the Arab nations should fear because of what seems like to be Hezbollah and Iranian influence on these groups. Of course, Hezbollah has considered this a way to target the awakening of the people that we saw in the many protests and so on. And so on, whether in the countries like Egypt and other places, of course, and they said that Damascus is somewhat different. Hezbollah has clearly said that its war against the Takfiri groups, they had taken it into Syria in order for them to stop any sort of bombing attacks, okay, of attacks like we see here in and Beirut, and perhaps this does somewhat contain it somewhat.
Thank you so much for that. Maryam Saleh there talking to us from Beirut. Thank you.